Here's Check on Stores. We're following for you today on Robinhood Radio. This light snow and freezing rain should pass, according to Pat Pagano this morning, and turn into an okay day. We'll get the full details on the tri-state forecast coming your way in just a few minutes. In a story in the Republican American, in Cornwall, towns have until July to submit an affordable housing plan. Cornwall already has completed its draft, which will be up for a vote of approval at a January 4th Board of Selectmen's meeting. Titled It's About Community, the 18-page comprehensive document was composed by the Cornwall Affordable Housing Plan Committee beginning in January of last year. The introduction states the final draft is a culmination of many hours of hard work by the committee, several public forums, and lots of direct citizen involvement. The document states the affordable housing plan has been prepared to proactively position Cornwall so that it will be able to provide housing to all. The committee was comprised of a group of residents, including the current three selectmen. Planner General Mullen was hired to oversee the project. Meanwhile, in the Republican American in Norfolk, they look back as a year change in Norfolk with progress made towards more affordable housing, the plan to expand the Robertson Plaza initiated, and work continuing on the upgrading infrastructure. Most recently, the Norfolk Foundation purchased the Royal Anagram Building in the Village Center and will sublease five apartments there to Foundation for Norfolk Living for affordable housing. They'll renovate the apartment, and plans are in place to upgrade infrastructure of the building. That building, designed in 1904, has been a community keystone since its construction. Now, the COVID-19 death toll in Connecticut has slowed in 2021. 9,000 state residents have died, but most of them in 2020. While the death toll topped 9,000 lives up to the Christmas and New Year's holiday, roughly two-thirds of that coronavirus-related death total occurred in the last 9 months of 2000. State officials have reported another 75 deaths last week. Also, the report says that tests administered were over 136,000 and 14,000 came back positive. That's a positivity rate of about 10%. In New York, new coronavirus cases surged about 97% of the week ending Sunday. The previous week had 113,000 new cases. Governor Hochul said New York has been the epicenter of the winter surge in coronavirus cases spreading across the country. A total of 380 people reported dead of COVID-19 in New York in the week ending Sunday. And the week before that, 432 people were reported dead to the virus. 500 National Guard members will deploy to help Massachusetts hospitals today. Charlie Baker is deploying those members to do what they can to aid hospitals and ambulance providers that are struggling with the critical shortage of workers. Also, many hospitals will need to postpone or cancel any non-essential or non-urgent medical procedures. When the state reopened the Worcester Field Hospital and started accepting patients December 6th, there were a total of 1,500 people hospitalized with COVID-19, including 302 people with intensive care. Some announcements for this week in our area. The town hall in Sheffield will be closed on Friday from 9 to 4. In Salisbury, coming up at 9 a.m., the Planning and Zoning Commission has a special meeting. On Friday, December 31st, town hall offices will be closed, and on Saturday, January 1st, the transfer station will be closed. In Kent, the Park and Recreation Director Search Committee meets at 6 p.m., and the Park and Rec has a special meeting after that at 6:30. In Sharon, the town hall will be closed December 31st all day. Village of Millerton, Friday, December 31st, the town hall will be closed all day. The office will reopen on Monday, January 3rd at 9 a.m. In Artixippin, Marcia Altamus and Roger McKee works in pastel, pencil, and assemblance January 14th through March 11th at the D.M. Hunt Library in Falls Village. More information at huntlibrary.org. Christmas trees will be removed by Boy Scout Troop 22. Sharon, Lakeville, Salisbury, Canaan, Falls Village, and Norfolk, let them recycle your tree. It's just $10 per tree. To sign up, go to tinyurl.com/troop22 or call 203-217-9917. Saturday, January 15th will be the pickup date. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakeninn.com. Their regular menu also features a terrific tapas menu and daily specials. You can find them on the web, interlakeninn.com. They're also on Facebook and Instagram. And by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average will start off the day today at 36,302.38, the NASDAQ at 15,871.26, and the S&P 500 at 4,791.19. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.